If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-434-5019. 800-434-5019. 800-434-5019. That's 800-434-5019.
Orangutans. They're beautiful, playful, and majestic, and disappearing. Every day, as many as 20 orangutans vanish. They starve to death when their homes are destroyed or are killed when they stray into villages in search of food. International Animal Rescue is fighting for the survival of the critically endangered orangutan. But we can't do it without you. Please visit internationalanimalrescue.org and help us save orangutans before it's too late. That's internationalanimalrescue.org.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Everyone has a community, a neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use, community members can be your eyes and ears when you're not with your kids and alert you to signs of potential problems. Learn more at talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
No two people learn the exact same way. So how did Babbel become the award-winning language learning app? We thought of you, all of you. Take Sierra. As a visual learner, she uses Babbel's wordplay videos.
Today I'll share a quick lesson on shopping in French.
Merci beaucoup. Keith is a be-in-the-room-with-real-people kind of learner, so he loves the live online classes with our language experts.
Okay, class. Vos está pronto.
Estamos prontos.
However you learn, Babbel makes it easy. Try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
This is an Animal Radio News Update.
I'm Stacey Cohen for Animal Radio. Well, we've heard a lot about horse meat in Europe, but in the United States, there's a new type of animal that people are eating, or maybe they've been eating it for a while, I don't know. But a state lawmaker in Illinois is doing his best to outlaw it, and it's lion meat. The Chicago Sun-Times reports that State Representative Luis Ario is trying to pass a law that would ban the sale of lion meat. If the law passes, anybody who sells lion meat for human consumption could face a year in jail or a fine up to $25,000. He calls the practice of killing and eating lions inhumane because they're zoo animals. Arroyo says he got the idea for the law from a very interesting person. Apparently, lion is rare fare in Chicago, but one Chicago area butcher supposedly used to sell the meat until he was indicted for his involvement in animal trafficking. Meanwhile, Arroyo says he knows two places in Illinois where he thinks lion meat is sold. So have you ever heard somebody say you had a gay dog? It had a gay tail. I know, it sounds weird, but there's a different meaning for that. The term gay tail has nothing to do with your dog's gender or sexuality, if he's neutered or not. It's gay in the sense of happy, and it refers to a tail that's flying high when the dog's alert and engaged, like when he's playing at the dog park. Specifically, it refers to a tail that's set a little higher at the point where it connects to the body, allowing the dog to carry it above the top line. So if you follow the back, in other words, the tail's angle departs from the flat line and goes uphill. The reason I'm telling you this is because I was at the dog park the other day and somebody said, wow, your dog's got, you know, it looks gay. I was, you know, I wasn't prepared for that. I just, you know, not that there's anything wrong with it, but I just wanted a little more information. In some breeds, a gay tail is considered undesirable in the show ring. Like a pointer, for example, the line of the back should be continued through the tail to make sure the bird here point is more obvious. A perfect example can be found in the logo of the prestigious Westminster Kennel Club. It's a stylized picture of a pointer named Sensation. Anyway, as long as the tail's wagging, I'm happy. And you know what? You should be too. I'm Stacey Cohen. Get more animal breaking news at animalradio.com.
This has been an Animal Radio News Update. Get more at animalradio.com.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now. Download the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
It's Animal Radio. Not your father's pet talk, by any means whatsoever. I saw this article in the paper about this. What kind of dog was this? Retriever? Was it a retriever? Ate 111 pennies, apparently.
Whoa.
Sitting on the counter.
He's a dog that likes to give change.
That's enough change that's sitting in the back of my couch right now.
That can be toxic, though, isn't it? Can they get some kind of toxicity from it?
Absolutely, yeah. Zinc and many types of pennies, yeah.
They removed it five at a time, and the dog is doing okay. So what is that? Was that a retriever? I didn't see that there. Retrievers eat anything, don't they, Doc?
They do. They are definitely the poster child for ingestion troubles, whether it's something toxic or something weird. Like, you know, I've had a dog actually ingest the tongs from a barbecue.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Crazy but true, yes.
You see it all over there, I imagine.
Yeah, we get all sorts of interesting things. This week we've had all sorts of rocks being cut out of animals, Easter grass still hanging out with some patients needed surgery. So we've had a lot, definitely.
Hey, Dr. Debbie, what's the most valuable thing you've ever removed from a dog's tummy?
Oh, I would have to see some jewelry that we help to facilitate passing through the backside.
Ooh. Wow.
Meaning there was some poop scoop and a little bit of some laxatives that were used. But yeah, that was a diamond ring that was actually passed that
like
way.
A wedding ring?
Wow.
Yeah, engagement ring. So that's probably the most valuable on a dollar basis. But you know, there's all sorts of wacky things. Children's toys, believe it or not, a lot of those plastic toys, little army men. I have a picture of an x-ray of an army man where you can see it in the dog's stomach and he's got a little gun poised. So you got to pick up after those kids. They're, you know, kids are filthy. You got to pick up after them.
Well, you know, my dog chews on my phone, my iPhone, and I just got an iPad, and I'm afraid that they're going to chew on the iPad. Uh-uh. But one of the things I see with this iPad, one of the apps that I have the option of downloading, is the Pavlov Dog Monitor, which is a dog training application, which I'm just getting familiar with. Just put it on yesterday. Oh, hey, Philip, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm right here. How are you guys?
Good. Philip Angert. Is that how we spell your pronounce your name?
Yeah, Philip Angert. You got it right.
Okay, so you have an app called the Pavlov Dog Monitor, which is for iPad. What does it do?
It's kind of like a baby monitor, but for your dog, so you can remotely check on them when they start barking. It sends you a message on your Facebook from your pet that the pet sends themselves based on their barking behavior.
Okay, so
the point of it is when it hears the barking, it sends out a video of the owner telling them, "Bad boy, no barking."
Oh.
And when they're good, then they get a good boy video. So it's kind of like a remote monitor that's got a little bit of, you know, extra design in there.
So they have to be using their iPad. Yeah, first of all, you have to get your pet an iPad. Is that what you're saying?
Your pet needs his own iPad now.
No, but they do need to see the iPad.
Well, yeah, so they're going to have it just with them. That's the base station. The pet needs their own iPad at home to communicate with you.
Okay, and so when they bark, a message that the owner or the guardian has pre-recorded comes on, scolding them.
Yeah, so when they bark, it triggers two things. One, a message to the owner that the dog's at home barking, a little picture of the dog, and a sound wave of how loud and how many times, and then a pre-recorded video, and then the owners can do any kind of video they want. So it's just based on, you know, your relationship with the pet. Mm. You can turn them off or, you know, have them on, whichever way.
And on the flip side, if they've been good, if they don't bark, a video comes on of the owner that you've pre-recorded of them giving them kudos. Is that correct?
Correct. And we have now a treat dispenser that's going to be working with the app.
Oh,
so you can trigger that remotely or the app triggers that.
Gosh.
So they get actual little treat.
Oh, No. What I like is if the dog is barking, could you program the thing to play like a loud sound, like a bunch of cans falling on the floor instead of the owner scolding?
I mean, that's up to whatever the person wants to do. But
perfect.
You know, of course, it's just the default. There is just a little sound bite.
I like the idea. What if my dog likes to eat my electronic devices?
then you should definitely put those away out of reach.
Well, then you need a second iPad to say bad dog when he eats the first iPad.
Yeah, that question is definitely an important one with leaving electronics at home with the pet. You definitely want to mount them up high enough so that the pet can't reach them.
Sure.
You don't want to put it down on the floor because then the pet, you know, will play with it like a toy if that's what they do.
Hey, Philip, what is the sensitivity on this as far as you mentioned, like one bark? Or like, what if a dog barks like once every 10 seconds? Are you going to keep getting these memos to your phone saying barking is going on?
No, so there's an algorithm that we built in there, kind of like a tuning the app based on your pet's behavior. So after you use it for a few rounds, it starts to understand your pet's, you know, mood at home. If the pet's starting to just go to sleep all the time and the app's working for your pet, then they get less and less videos. We want them to be, you know, not relying on the app and don't wake them up from sleep. And on the other hand, if the dog barks just here and there, then they shouldn't get too many.
Mm.
So it tunes itself over time. That's how the app works.
Now, it sounds like a really genius idea, but I'm always the devil's advocate here.
No
I always
problem.
Play. I'm thinking, what if the dog sees your owner and hears their owner and is intentionally setting off this device trying to get the message from the owner or the guardian?
I think I know what you're asking, and it's been really interesting with all the, you know, beta users and the people that are using it right now. They're noticing that when the dog walker comes home just to, you know, walk their dog, because this app, you know, was developed for people that live in a big city and you got neighbors complaining about barking dogs, you actually get a message, the dog barks to remind or to make that notice. Yep, somebody just came to the door, and then you just got a notification that the dog walker just got there. It's kind of like a surveillance camera that your dog triggers.
But, you know, dogs like any kind of
attention.
Negative attention.
Well,
if they keep going over there, they're bored, and they go over there, and they bark, and they see their owner.
That's why I asked him if you could program, because you know what dogs hate is loud noise. I was talking to somebody about how to keep their dog off the counter, and you could put like 12 tin cans up there in a pyramid, and you could attach food to it, and when the dog goes to get the food, all these tin cans fall down. Dogs hate that. They hate to be startled, so they learn to stay off the counter because they're going to have a really menacing sound happen that's displeasurable to them.
Well, you always say when you make those noises to distract your dog, don't let them know where it's coming from, and they will know where this is coming from. So I'm actually going to try this out and test it with our little yapper ladybug and see if it works.
But let me ask you this: are you working on one for a shopping wife? You know, like if she spends a lot of money. You know,
we've got a couple users that are using it for their husbands. Actually, they wake up and they get the bad boy. No,
I'll do it for my husband snoring.
Ooh, there you go.
Well, it sounds like you're onto something. It's $1.99 to download this app, and you can get it at the App Store. Pavlov Dog Monitor, of course, we'll link to it from animalradio.com. And, of course, I will be testing this out over the next couple of weeks, and I will let everybody know how it is working.
How fun.
Philip, thank you so much for joining us and for your brilliant idea.
Thanks, you guys. Thanks for having me. Have a great day.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-434-5019. 800-434-5019. 800-434-5019. That's 800-434-5019.
Orangutans. They're beautiful, playful, and majestic, and disappearing. Every day, as many as 20 orangutans vanish. They starve to death when their homes are destroyed or are killed when they stray into villages in search of food. International Animal Rescue is fighting for the survival of the critically endangered orangutan. But we can't do it without you. Please visit internationalanimalrescue.org and help us save orangutans before it's too late. That's internationalanimalrescue.org.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device, it's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-705-1198. 800-705-1198. 800-705-1198. That's 800-705-1198.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Everyone has a community, a neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use, community members can be your eyes and ears when you're not with your kids and alert you to signs of potential problems. Learn more at talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
No two people learn the exact same way. So how did Babbel become the award-winning language learning app? We thought of you, all of you. Take Sierra. As a visual learner, she uses Babbel's wordplay videos.
Today I'll share a quick lesson on shopping in French.
Merci beaucoup. Keith is a be in the room with real people kind of learner. So he loves the live online classes with our language experts.
Okay, class. Vos está pronto.
Estamos prontos.
However you learn, Babbel makes it easy. Try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. B-A-B-B-E-L.com.